After a series of legal challenges and legislative wrangling, the governor and lawmakers reached a deal last year that would cap enrollment at virtual schools at no more than 5,250 students. Now the Department of Public Instruction warns that there currently may be more than that signing up. If so, a special lottery would determine who gets in. Kurt Berglund is principal of the Wisconsin Virtual Academy, or WEVA. He says DPI officials requested fall enrollment estimates from virtual schools in March. Berglund says because many families changed their minds about either going to a virtual school or attending a specific one, it's a hard figure to nail so far ahead of the new academic year.
You could have a family back out on Labor Day or any time thereafter, and that doesn't seem to be accounted for. And so what concerns me most about all this is that instead of waiting and seeing what happened after June 5th when families commit, the DPI's structure here to implement the law is having the maybe unintended, maybe intended consequence of depressing virtual school enrollment.
Berglund says they'll abide by the law this year, but isn't ruling out a legislative effort to raise the cap eventually. The DPI did not respond to requests for a recorded interview, but in an email, a DPI spokesman says they'll monitor enrollment through the summer, and officials won't know until September if any students will be denied a spot in a virtual school next year. The department adds current virtual school students and their siblings aren't affected by the cap. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.